Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was gonna shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I gotta get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslept. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. You ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a break. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Yeah. Amen, amen, amen. I will trust in the Lord at all times. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning, and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. Listen, guys, those of you that are tuned in, I'm telling you now, you might as well get ready. There is going to be a shaking in the earth. We have none other than our friend, our brother here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Apostle Anthony Smith, will be with us here shortly. Listen, guys, grab a pen and a piece of paper. The prophetic, the shifting of the atmosphere, this man of God will bring a word, I promise you, that will change your mentality, change your life. I'm just excited to call him brother. I'm excited to call him friend, but to be able to join us this morning. Now, remember, guys, to let your call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word. Is what the Word of God is, what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited to be able to do that. You know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we get started, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come before these, your people, to speak a word of life, a word of shift, a word of change into their ear lobe and into their atmosphere, God, to let them know that no matter where they may find themselves at on today, Father, that you are not only able, but you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Father, we trust you beyond our condition. God, even though our condition may say one thing, Father, we know that you are a God that could shift the very atmosphere, shift the very transition us into the place where we want to be, shift and transition us into, God, the mindset and the mentality that we need. God, you'll shift us into healing. You'll shift us into deliverance. God, you'll shift us and transform us, oh God, God, into the graceful place, God. God, that you have called and created us to be. And we are just excited about what you're going to do on today. So, God, we pray for the man of God as he brings the word today. God, we say that pave the way today, God. God, let your word be spoken in life and in power to the man of God. God, that he be able to stand strong and tall in the assignment that you have placed on his heart to take on today to be with us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. God, we pray for every ear that hears what the man of God says. God, that it does not fall on stony ground, but Father, it falls on fertile ground. God, that that seed take root, now, God, God, into their hearts and into their minds. Now, Father, we pray today if there's anything that is in us, God, God, that is not pleasing in thy sight, God, no matter where we did it, when we did it, and who we did it with, Father, we pray for your eternal graces, God. God, that you will forgive us on today. God, work inside of us, God, that we need, Father God, to be able to stand in who we are and who we are in you. Father, we pray right now, God, God, for the sinner man and the sinner woman. God, we pray that you would go into that place where they are and let them know, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask and think. Touch their hearts and their minds. Build them from every broken side. Wipe their tears away and let them know that even in this, God, no matter what they have done, God, they can come to you right now and say these words, Lord, forgive me for what I have done before you. And I pray that you will forgive them, oh God. God, I pray you will forgive me if there's anything that's in my heart, God. God, I know I've been seeing and did some things, God, in my mind, probably, Lord, in my spirit, God, and in my own walk with you, Father. So I ask for forgiveness on this morning. God, touch me again. God, give me the strength to stand and to withstand, God, in the place, God, that you would have me to stand in. God, I pray that you would just do the same thing for those that are under the sound of our voices on today. And we ask for you to just give them the understanding that you are God, and you are God all by yourself, in the mighty and rich and infallible and unchangeable name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen. And amen. And amen. You guys know how we do it. We do our virtual fervent prayer, and then we go to our morning scripture. And our morning scripture this morning will be coming from Isaiah 26:4. Again, Isaiah 26:4. And it says, trust ye in the Lord. Forever, for in the Lord Jehovah, he is everlasting strength. I'm going to read that again. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I felt that in the city of my never dying soul. I'm going to read that again because that did something for me this morning. Y'all forgive me. Trust in the Lord forever. For he is the Lord, Jehovah, is everlasting. For in the Lord, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. Is everlasting strength. Thank you, Father God, for your word. For the hearers, the doers, the readers, and the partakers of your word. Amen. Listen, we're going to also make sure that we acknowledge those great countries that listen in. We want to tell you guys, thank you so very much for that partnership that you have with us. Those of you all that are listening in, I want to make sure that I do this disclaimer every time I talk about our country that are listening in, because I don't want us to I don't want us to take lightly what God is doing in and for us. There are those that are listening in rural countries. These are countries that are around the world that are listening to us. These are great people of God. They are listening to us, and with listening to us, people of God, some of these people are listening to us, and their lives are in danger. I'm gonna say that again. Their lives are in danger. I share this all the time. We had the opportunity to share in two services on yesterday. We had the opportunity to serve and share in two services yesterday. Our service, and then we went and shared in another service on yesterday. I tell people this all the time. You have to understand that the freedoms that we have to worship, to listen to our gospel music, to listen to our favorite pastor or preacher that's on the internet, we have that freedom here on U.S. soil. But when you go across the other side of the world, if they are caught with a Bible, if they're caught with a Bible app on their phone, they're literally made an example out of by being drugged into the street. Some of them executed in front of their families. Some of them are turned into slaves, into servitude. The young women are taken from their home. And I don't want to get too graphic, but you know what they do with them. Listen, people of God, we have the opportunity and the freedom to worship God and let God's power come into our life. But we need to pray for the taskmasters that are over the lives of those in other countries. Because watch this here. Let me help you real good. Let me give you something to chew on. These people, lives are in danger for listening to the gospel. Some of them, hear me, some of them will risk their lives to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They will risk their lives to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And let me help you real quick. Let me bless you. Some of us have allowed the pandemic to keep us from going inside the church doors. The Bible says it like this, and this is my soapbox moment. I'm going to be done. Some of us won't even show back up at church when the Bible tells us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves with the saints. Then he turns around and he backdoors it. He says, for our inheritance is among the sanctified. We are in a place right now, ladies and gentlemen, to where we need to make sure that our life and our mission in life lines up, and that is in the presence of God and doing what we do best, and that is worship and praise God. When we learn how to worship and praise Him, when we put Him in front of our condition, just like the scripture said, He will strengthen us. He is our strength. And I love that song, "You Are My Strength, Strength Like No Other, Reaches For Me." So you do realize if He's reaching for you, it's imperative that you reach for Him. Know that this word is going out throughout every nation across this country. And we're just grateful. We're just grateful. So we want to tell you that are listening overseas, take heart. Know that God is not have not forgotten you. He is watching every move you make and every move they make. We are praying for you. We're praying with you. And know that God will do what he said he will do, and that is keep you in perfect peace because your mind is on him. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Listen, we want to go ahead and acknowledge those countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Ghana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. And we have the Netherlands. And we want to tell you guys, thank you. Thank you for taking heart to hear what is being said on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we thank you for your obedience to God. And know that we are praying for you and that we're praying with you. Amen. 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 So listen, guys, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to take another quick musical break. And we'll be right back. Remember, guys, you are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And God is doing a mighty work. God is doing a mighty, mighty work in the atmosphere. Do not despise what God is doing. I know it seemed like, I don't know why I feel the prophetic movement in this. I don't, no matter what it seemed like right now with your physical eyes, know that God is working this thing out for your good. His hand is on your life. His hand is on your life. And I promise you that he'll guide you through this thing. You just gotta learn that in the midst of the turbulence and the trial. Thank you, Pastor, for that sharing on yesterday. That in our turbulence, don't get weary in the turbulence. The turbulence is literally working for your good. The turbulence is actually shaking some things loose. So watch this here. When you get to your altitude, come on here. You can soar freely because you ain't got no hindrances. So listen, we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
If the signs were made to worship, so will I. Come on, sing it out. Sing it out. Come on, sing it out.
We have our friend, our brother here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We got him on right now. I told you guys before, if you guys have not had the opportunity to hear this powerhouse in Christ, this powerhouse in God speak, this is your opportunity. Take some real good notes, because there is a word for the body on this morning. So I thank God for this opportunity to listen, for you guys to listen in. I thank God for the opportunity to listen to this man of God again. So I present to some and I introduce to others, none other than our friend, our brother, Apostle Anthony Smith. Man of God, you're on the air. Go ahead on and release what you have for the people.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning to everybody. Bless you, Apostle, for allowing me to be on the show. this morning to share what the Lord has placed on my heart to share. I am truly humbled, sir, and grateful that you would allow me to be a part of what the Lord is doing. And I just want to share my love, my care for you to allow me to be here in this moment. And blessings to everyone that's listening in. I only want to share something that I believe is simple yet very impactful for the body of Christ. Something that is major, that is needed, and it's a very simple and familiar thing that is introduced in the scriptures that we all know about when Jesus is led up by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness in order to be tempted. And the only thing I want to share and release in this area is how Jesus has fasted for 40 days. He's fasted for 40 nights. We all understand this. And within that time frame, after the fast was over, we need to be very clear of how this happens. After the time of what we would call consecration is over, we all dedicate time to God specifically, maybe not 40 days, but maybe 3 days or 4 days or 5 days or a week, where we purposely and intentionally set time aside strictly for God. And Jesus does it for 40 days of time set aside for his Father. And after that set time was over, the enemy tempts him to make the stones bread. Now here's the thing where I want to share the importance of what the message is and what I want to release to us today. And I had to ask myself, Apostle, how is this a temptation if the fast was over? How is it a temptation? If I could understand it, if he was supposed to fast for 40 days and the enemy comes at day 15 or day 16 or day 17 and or day 25 and tells him to make the stones bread. But it was intriguing to me that after he had ended the consecration, he was asked to make the stones bread, and that was considered a temptation from the enemy. I thought it was a very, very, very amazing thing that would be a temptation. And the Lord began to share with me one very powerful point, Apostle, that was huge to my spirit, and I pray that it's going to be huge to those of us that are listening. The reason that it is a temptation is because Jesus is ultimately being tempted with something that goes for all of us in the body of Christ, which is the point of sitting back and saying, ladies and gentlemen, will you choose? Now that your consecration to God is over, will you choose now to live by your own means, by your own appetites, and by your own desires? Will you now be motivated differently now that you're not in a consecrated state to God? And here's why this is major, because the temptation was for Jesus to eat, but when he responds, he doesn't say, I don't live by bread alone. He speaks for all of humanity and to say that man doesn't live by bread alone. In other words, what he's saying is that our cause and motive of living should not just be for the things that are natural. It should not be that there is a separate life between us and then a separate life between God. The two worlds must begin to mesh together. The nature of God, ladies and gentlemen, must begin to be one with us, because many of us live and have trained ourselves in the body of Christ to live separate lives before God. When we're consecrated, we're focused. When we set time apart, we are focused. When we prepare to preach and teach the word of God, many of us will fast, many enables us to shut down the phones. We will govern our conversations different. We will govern our anger different. We will govern our attitudes different, because in our minds, we are preparing to release a word from God. We are preparing to release the power of God in the service, and we don't want any mistake on us during the week that we're getting ready to serve before the people of God. But a lot of times, the moment that that consecration is over, then anything goes. Jesus shows us that the first thing that we must master as human beings, and we must master the place of having an alternative desire that is not filled with the designs, with the motive, with the flow of what it is that comes from God himself. He makes it very clear to the enemy early that even though my time of consecration is over, my movements, Lord have mercy, my every movement is still dictated by the Spirit of grace. It is still dictated by the Spirit of God. It is still dictated by how he has designed me to move, how he wills for me to move. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge area for us of interest. This is a huge area of us for interest, because most of us, when we function by another will, which is our own will. And this thing follows Jesus his entire life, that while he's sitting in the Garden of Gethsemane, we realize that there's a challenge where, God, if it's possible, let it happen another way, or let it happen this way. But because he is not living by bread alone, because he is not living by the thing that self-satisfies and self-serves, because it is not him caring only for his own care, his own health, his own protection, but because he has on his mind daily what his Father wants and what his Father wills, Jesus is able to function on the earth and in time in a way that the enemy can do absolutely nothing about, because there's nothing in him to be tempted, because there's nothing about him that functions outside of his Father. Lord have mercy, Jesus. And for many of us, the temptations are real. They are strong. They are overpowering, because there is another agenda that is outside of our Heavenly Father. Because we choose to live in a fashion where we can live on bread alone, where we can function on that, as Jesus would tell Peter, when, if you remember, when Jesus was getting ready, when he was talking about his death and talking about what would happen to him, remember that Peter began to rebuke him and said, "No, Jesus, far be it from you. These things shall never happen." That sounds just like us. So many things that when it doesn't fit our comfort level, we rebuke it, we cast it aside, we decree, we declare, we activate, as we say, our next level of faith. We pull on the Holy Spirit for these things not to happen in the way that they seemingly are going to happen. But Jesus rebukes him for the rebuke. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. He rebukes Peter for the rebuke, because he's explaining to Peter, you're functioning on something else. You are not concerned, he told him, about the things of God. You are only concerned about the things of man. In other words, Peter, you're living off of bread alone. You're not taking and bringing along in every situation what it is that our Heavenly Father is doing. If we are going to function at the highest level of capacity in the earth, doing and accomplishing all the things that God has placed upon us to do, then there must be a place where we begin to merge, ladies and gentlemen, the bread of heaven with the bread that is of this world. The natural and the supernatural must begin to come together. The divine and the human must begin to function as one, which means that we have to step out of, watch this, just looking to be a people depending on the supernatural and be a people that become dependent upon the divine and the human working in harmony together. This is the most powerful thing that Jesus shows us in the beginning of his earthly ministry, but he's beginning to launch out. He makes sure that the first step that he masters is how he feeds, how he eats, what he sits on, what manifests. No other challenge was necessary except seeing the fact that what he needed most in the beginning of this thing was to be able to walk in a way where he was not living by his own means, where he was not tempted to release things and transform things simply because he could, simply because he had power, simply because he had the ability, simply because he was a prayer warrior. And this is an area that going forward that the body of Christ is going to have to master. We're going to have to master this place where we stop doing things simply because we can, where we stop doing it simply because we want to, when we stop doing it simply because we want to see things happen another way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a key place that the Lord desires for the body of Christ to begin to master, because it is one of the key places that we are very immature in. We must understand the teachings of the Spirit of God, that all things are lawful, but not everything edifies. Jesus was so aware of these moments, ladies and gentlemen. From this one temptation of how he started his ministry is the same way that he has to end it. Because when he is standing before Pilate, being able to pray for freedom, Jesus echoes these words, and Jesus says, listen, I could pray, and this thing would change. I could pray and God would send a host of angels to make sure that I'm not taken. I could intercede and there would be a release from heaven on my behalf. But because I am not living by bread alone, I know how to be silent when my Father wants something from me. I know how to sit and endure when my Father wants me to endure. So freedom now has a different ring to it. Glory be unto God. Deliverance now has another ring to it. It has another meaning to it now, because now I realize that deliverance is not just my personal freedom. That deliverance is not just when he brings me out as an individual. It is about when the works of God can be revealed. Even when I begin to restrict what I pray for, when I begin to see the blessings of what I sit through, because I'm no longer living by bread alone. I am now living by everything that's coming out of the mouth of my Father. Everything that is in the presence of his will is now the way that I live. Now it is the hour for the believer to ascend in this place, to see the importance of this place. I'm not just praying, but knowing when to pray and when not to, knowing what to declare and what not to declare, knowing when we need to sit still, even in turbulent places, for the greater benefit of the kingdom of God, knowing that it has to stop being so personal. Jesus was in a place where he actually could eat. He chose not to. He was in a place where he actually could respond and just flow. But he said, I don't want to take any step that is separated from the will of my Father. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the place where the believer is going to take maturity for this. It's going to take maturity and a large growth in God to be able to function in this particular place. This place where after Paul and Silas had been beaten, thrown into the inner recesses of the prison, and while they were thrown in the inner recesses of the prison, and God, in a moment of prayer and worship, shakes the jail cells, breaks them out, and they choose to stay in. Because the life of the jailer, the salvation of the jailer, the salvation of his family became more important than God creating the miracle of their escape. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the power of not living by bread alone. What is it that God has put you in position now, whatever your condition is now? What state of life are you in that God has now given you the opportunity to shake deeper foundations where you are? That he's given you the opportunity to shake foundations in family members and friends and spouses and loved ones, on your job, in your community. What state of life are you in now that you've only been living off of bread only? I share with you this morning that there is another bread, glory to God. There is another bread that is descending out of heaven. There is another form of nourishment that needs to feed you in this hour. And I have no idea who I am speaking to this particular morning, but there is another bread, another feeding, another internal thing that God is looking to do and that he's looking to release, another way of functioning in you. This is the hour where God wants to make us more. I want you to hear me. This is the hour where he wants to make us more. I didn't say give us more. I said he wants to make us more than what we are. To the ministers and to the leaders that are listening in, you have to understand that more is bigger than the things that are given. Jesus himself testified that John the Baptist was a prophet, but he turned around and said he was more than the calling on his life. He was more than just some prophet who prophesied. He was more than somebody that just had a ministry in the wilderness. What more have we not tapped into? Because we're only living by bread alone. Because we hesitate. Maybe it's because we're uninformed before the day. Maybe it's because we were uneducated before the day. Maybe it's because we only sought power only. But after this moment, after this time that we are sharing together, after this moment that we are sharing together, what more is there in the words that are proceeding out of the mouth of God when we have died to personal appetite? When we no longer live a separate life from him. When our desires match, when our wants match, when how we move in him, when how we live is in him, when how we exist is in him, not outside of him, but that there must be a moment now. There must be a moment now. There has to be a moment now. There is an invitation from God now for men and women not to live by bread alone anymore. Countries are collapsing. Governments are being taken over by terrorists. And yeah, the saints are praying, but we're praying in the comforts of our own homes. Oh, but there's a calling for certain men and women to rise to other levels of greatness. See, a lot of people want to admire the Moseses of the world or the scriptures, but now is the time where other Moseses will have to stand up, where there will be men and women of faith who can stand before government so that the great works of God can be seen in the earth realm. Now we're seeing a stage being set for God to do what he does, but it's not going to happen with men that are living by bread only in the secret of their prayer space. Yeah, now was the time where some of us will have to literally step foot on dangerous territories naturally in the earth. We are now in the time where now we're seeing the manifestation of things that men and women of God that we read about in the scriptures had to deal with, because they were not just dealing with demons. That's easy. They were dealing with beatings physically that they could not escape. They were dealing with jail time that they could not avoid. They were dealing with having to be put in certain instances where they were able to share the word of God to nations and countries and men and women of great power and stature in the earth. But you can't live by bread only and accomplish these matters. Now is the hour where we must choose the other bread. Lord have mercy. Now is the hour, ladies and gentlemen, where we must choose the other bread, where we must choose the more that is really in God. Not just the anointing to cast out demons, not just the anointing to work miracles. We must choose the more, for God is still looking for people that are willing to stand against the current of the world, not just in the four walls of the church. For there is great power coming, and there is a great support from God to stand behind men and women who are choosing to imitate what Christ did in the beginning, who are choosing to sit back and say, I refuse to live by bread only. No, God, I don't want you to give me more anointing. I don't want you to give me more oil. I don't want you to give me a bigger house. I want the fullness of God to fall upon me, because I am choosing to no longer live by bread alone. But I'm allowing God to make full use of me, to stand firm. For there have been so many of us who have been sensing, as we love to say, sensing a shift from God, sensing that something is getting ready to change, sensing that something is getting ready to happen, sensing that something is getting ready to move. Hear me well this morning. It doesn't move for the people who only eat bread. Lord have mercy. It doesn't move for the people that only survive off of the natural things and the natural comforts. It doesn't move. The greater is connected to a new appetite. It's connected when we choose to imitate Christ. When we choose to be a people, ladies and gentlemen, choose to be a people, they say, Lord, this is no longer how I want to function. Every step I take, I want it grounded in you. Every experience that I have, I lift it before you. I'm not being quick to run. I'm not being quick to hide. I'm not being quick to avoid. What happens if Joseph prays himself out of the pit? What happens if he prays himself out of Potiphar's house? What happens if he prays himself out of the prison? He never reaches where God intended, because he's so busy rebuking and casting out and avoiding all of the things he needed to sit in. So these were not men and women who simply had faith. These are men and women who are not living by bread alone. These are men and women who knew that there was more to walking to God than faith and power. Walking with him had to deal with integrity. It had to deal with focus. It had to deal with discipline. It had to deal with patience. It had to deal with all of these other things that need to be added to our faith. What is the release of God this morning? It is a release that you and I have to choose to accept. Will I choose to not live by bread alone? Will I choose to let every step and every move be with my Father above? Or will I continue to live life functioning in power, functioning in a private faith that sits on the sidelines waiting for God to show up? Or will I find myself doing what Jesus showed us, looking the enemy in the face and saying, devil, I don't live by an appointed time of consecration before God. I live in him. I live for him. I live by him. I live through him. I live in him, so there is never a moment where I'm not dedicated to what my Heavenly Father wants. Take courage this morning. Take courage this morning and realize that a shift is upon the land, but it is waiting for those who are willing to move past being anointed. It's waiting for those who are willing to move past being just apostolic or just prophetic and all these different things. It's waiting for those who are ready to move beyond being miracle workers. It's waiting for those who are willing to live, not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Apostle, that is the release of the Lord that I wanted to share with us in our time together on this morning, in the moment that we were sharing on this morning, that we as a people should choose this day forward to come into a mature faith, to come into a mature existence, to not be a people that live by bread only, but to shift the dynamics of everything that we are and to be a people where we are living by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Bless you, Apostle, for having me on this morning, sir, and allowing me to share the word of the Lord with the people of God this morning. I bless you for allowing me to be on the show with you this morning.
Amen, amen. Apostle, we're moving in the Holy Ghost right now. There are those that are listening under the sound of our voice this morning. They want that you just got through talking about, but they don't know how to get there. Jesus, lead them in prayer, because they have obstacles just in their way and they don't know how to get around them. But I believe that the Paul and Silas that's on the line with you right with us right now, while you pray and they sing, that God will come into the room right there where they are and will release the power for them to stand in what you have just got through talking about, because they've been so used to the bread. They don't know, they can't tell the difference between the bread and the word. They can't tell the difference between living after the bread and living after the word. They've been living after the bread for so long, they just got used to that place. So can we touch and agree this morning? And I'm gonna relinquish my stand, man of God. And I want you to just pray, man, and just break the bonds that bind them, break the chains off of their minds and their hearts. Just release whatever prayer that the Lord has on you, because I can feel that release for the prayer on your life right now, God. Just go ahead, old man, and just release that prayer into the atmosphere, and we'll reap the results after that. Go ahead, Doc.
Yes, sir. Father, we are grateful for this moment that we are sharing. We thank you, Father, for every individual that has tuned in, every individual that is listening in. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, thanking you again for the word of release. Oh, Father, that we should not be a people that should live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so, Father, we thank you now, oh God, for those who have opened their hearts to hear the word of the Lord. We thank you for those, oh Father, who have opened their minds and their souls to be on the receiving end of the things that have been said. We pray now in the name of Jesus that we too, like David, would hide these words in our heart that we may not sin against thee. And so, Father, we know that while we plant and another waters, we know, Father, that you are the one that gives the increase, that you are the one that makes it happen, that you are the one that does within us what we cannot do for ourselves. And so, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that even now that you are increasing and multiplying the seed that has been released in this atmosphere, in the hearts and in the minds and in the spirits and in the souls of the people who have been listening in. I pray, oh Father, for a special grace to come upon them. Even now in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh Father, that not one seed will fall on bad ground. Not one seed will be choked out by the cares and the concerns that may come up in the upcoming weeks or in the upcoming days. I pray, oh Father, that this seed will be guarded carefully and wholeheartedly, oh God. I pray that where there is a lack of understanding, that you would begin to give it now. I pray, Father, that where there is an absence of wisdom, that you are releasing wisdom even as you did unto Solomon.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the heart that was weary while they were listening to the release, that God, even now, that you, oh Father, would strengthen the things that remain, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the hearts and for the minds that are heavy, that are disturbed, that are distracted, that are broken. We are releasing freedom in this atmosphere on this morning. We are releasing wholeness of mind and thought and integrity of spirit, oh God. We are releasing soberness of mind, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the clarity to understand the difference between the bread of this world and the bread from above. We pray that your will be made manifest to us, that it will be made clear unto us, that it will be open unto us. We pray, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, that every heart and mind and spirit and soul, oh God, will begin to hear and understand clearly the things that the Spirit of God is releasing. We pray, Father, even now that you're going to seal it, oh Father, through grace. You're going to seal it under the power of your will, oh God. May there be a visitation to every man, to every woman that is tuned in this place on this morning. Father, we pray grace upon them. Even now, in the name of Jesus, that everything that you have declared to do, everything, oh Father, that you have designed to do, everything that you have searched to do in them and for them, oh Father, that this now is the hour in which they shall begin to see manifestation. Father, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. We bless you. Even now, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And thank God. If you will allow me real quick, Apostle, because I did hear a quick word of prophecy while I was praying. If you will allow me to share it with the people of God.
Release that. Release.
While I was praying just now, I heard the Lord speak the words about exact timing. This exact timing, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be clear that we have to move now at a very, very precise moment in time, and I mean down to the very minute and down to the very second, that there has to be now a moment of exact timing. And what the Lord shared also with me concerning this exact timing is the Lord also told me, he says, please understand that when we walk in this exact timing, one, his spirit is going to inform us, so that we're not going to miss it. But God is making it his business to capture moments now. Let me explain to you what this word of prophecy means. That God is going to capture moments. That means that pivotal moments that have been lost in the past are not going to be lost going forward. Pivotal moments he is going to capture to make sure that we do not lose our footing, to make sure that our decision-making is always on course at the right moment and at the right time. What I mean by capturing these particular moments, I'm talking about moments like when Abraham gave his wife over to Pharaoh because he didn't need to lose his life. And God intervened in a moment of bad choice. He intervened in a moment of bad decision, making sure that nothing else touched Abraham's spouse. We are in the time when God is going to make sure that that unclean hands, glory to God, are not going to be able to touch purposeful and promising things that God is looking to do in this season of life. God is getting ready to capture the times. He's getting ready to capture the moments. He's getting ready to put his strong hand upon moments where we are making bad decisions, not purposely, but ignorantly.
He's
getting ready to capture the moments, ladies and gentlemen. He's getting ready to have our backs in this particular hour in a way that he may not have had it before. He is not going to allow our ignorant decisions to derail, to delay, to deny, to stop, or to slow down. He is getting ready to intervene. The Lord is capturing time now. He is capturing moments now, down to the very exactness. And you will see this with Abraham, that Abraham made the same mistake more than once, and God had a moment where he captured the moment every single time. That is the hour that we are now entering in, says the Lord. There is a moment of exact timing, and God is getting ready to capture the moments. He's getting ready to capture the moments and be attentive to make sure that everything he desires is going to be the thing that comes to pass. That is the word of the Lord that he is releasing in this particular moment and in this particular hour.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, I don't know what type of time you have, but we have someone that's want to come in. They raise their hand. So what we're going to do is going to allow that person in, and whatever the Lord has released for you to release to them, and we're going to allow them to release what they have to release. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Caller, you on. Go ahead.
Blessings, man of God. This is Apostle Simmons. How you doing this morning?
Blessings, Apostle Simmons.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just want you to know, thank you for the word. Awesome word this morning. It's awesome when you can just get up and knowing that the brethren, the Bible said in Psalms 133, oh, how beautiful that it is when brother dwell together in unity. So it's a blessing to wake up on a Monday morning and just know you hear a fresh word, fresh manna from God. And it just illuminated my spirit this morning to hear a good, fresh word this morning. So I just want to say thank you, man of God, for the word, and keep up the great job. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you so much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Those of you all that are listening in, if you have a question or if you have a prayer request, please feel free to go ahead on and hit the one button, and that one will acknowledge us and let us know that you guys want to want us to pray with you or pray for you. And again, Apostle, we're just excited, man of God, of what God has released into the body on today. I don't want to say this was an end time word, because
or an end time, an end time or an end time word. I believe this is the word for the rest of the year, because what we need to start doing is we need to start seeking God and stop seeking after stuff. And that's basically what I got out of the whole gist of everything. See, we've gotten so used to the proper sign of the houses and the cars and the land that we just literally have forgotten that it is important for us to get into that place to where God will release what he needs to release and show himself mighty and strong in the place of us being faithful to him, not because of what he can give to us, but it's just because he's just good like that. He's just the God above gods. You think he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So in other words, that anything that came after him, because ain't nothing came before him, but everything that came after him ain't nothing but it's a fad. It came on the scene and then it disappeared. God has been on the scene since the beginning of time and ain't changed. So thank you, man of God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man of God, for this word, because this word got everybody's mindset set. Listen, we got people that got their hands up in here. But watch this, Apostle. Let's pray for the man of God. Let's pray for the man of God. I see the hands up. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this vessel of warfare that you have set among us on today. God, our prayer today, God, is that you would use him mightily again. So we pray, God, that you would restore back unto him that he has poured out to these your people, to strengthen them, to let them know that even in whatever condition or circumstance they may be in, Father, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all he could ask or think. God, we thank you for moving by your power and moving by your strength and giving him the understanding to know that this thing that the enemy tried, it did not work. God, we thank you right now that even though they camped around his house, camped around his ministry, camped around everything that's around him, God, you have dispatched angels and the hedge of protection, God, to protect and cover. So we pray that you will restore back unto him the word that he has released, God. Pour back into him the power. God, pour back into him the nourishment of the word back into him, God, that he shall be able to go out, God, and do this thing again, but he'll go in and do it in a refreshed mindset and in a refreshed heart. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, we thank you for everything that his hands touch. God shall return back unto him, God. God, in multitudes of magnitudes, oh God. God, it shall multiply right in the palm of his hand. So, Father, we thank you now, God, for it being so. In Jesus' mighty, rich, and infallible name that we pray, amen. Amen and amen. So
amen.
In order to make sure we do that, Apostle, we're going to give you time to share your location and how they can get in contact with you and all that. Let us go ahead. We got another caller that now that they want to speak. Hold on for a second, Apostle. We're going to bring them in. Good morning. You're on the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Great morning, Apostle Douglas, and to our speaker on this morning, Apostle Smith. I want to say this is Pastor Sid Williams from Louisiana. I didn't come to be on here long, but I just wanted to come and show my gratitude and thankfulness for your obedience this morning, for we know that obedience births blessings. So because of that, I'm no longer seeking after the bread, but I'm seeking more of the word. So I just wanted to come on just to say a great word of thank you and God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. That's one of our brothers, man. That's one of our brothers from Louisiana. Thank you, Pastor Said, man, for coming on. He's been dubbed Coach Said. That's what they call him. They call him Coach Said. Fantastic man of God. Fantastic man of God, man. And fantastic man of God. We're gonna talk. I'm gonna call you a little bit later on. There's a release that God wants me to give to you, man. I just want to let you know there's a release. I'll share that with you privately because this is something that we need to really amen.
Yes.
So God is an intelligent God. That's what I love about him. He's an intelligent God. And what I'm learning, Apostle, listen, watch this, Apostle. What I'm learning is that when God put us in places to be connected to people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, and this is the intelligence of the word that you just talked about. If we don't know that man or that woman of God after the flesh, we can minister to their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't chase after that man's earthly title and know him by the spirit, the Bible says, try the spirit and see
yes,
as the be of God. We didn't misquoted that scripture for so long. Try the spirit by the spirit. No, that ain't what the word says. It says, try the spirit and see if it be of God. If that spirit that's on them is not a spirit of God, watch what happens. We operate in disorder and we operate in error because we're going along to get along.
Mm-hmm.
The chasing
yes,
of
ma'am.
The title and the chasing of the word is two totally different things. Because I shared this a couple of weeks ago. Matter of fact, I shared this Saturday with our friends. I told them about the oil. If you take oil off of the shelf, all of them can be the same brand of oil, and you take them and you put them under a microscope. You take a drop of them and put it under the microscope. Each and every last one of them will have a different genetic makeup. Watch the science part. Watch my biology lesson that I'm going to teach y'all right quick. Each one of them going to have a different makeup because all of the olives that was pulled off the trees didn't come off the same tree. They were all picked at different times. They were all picked at different times of the day. So when you look at these oils, they have different levels or different types or they have different makeups. Now watch this here. Watch me take it to y'all spiritually. I can give y'all a science lesson. Watch this here. This is the reason why we can't let everybody pour their oil in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Watch the oil. If we're not careful, we'll get a contaminated batch.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're trying to figure out why we're wrestling. What we're wrestling with is because, watch here, we didn't let the wrong oil pour into our vessel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And
yes,
now we
sir.
Run around with a disorder. We run around with a disorder because we messed around and let these people pour into us that never was meant to pour into us. That's my part right there. So Apostle, listen, go ahead on, man, and let the people know how they can get in contact with your doc if they want you to come and want you to speak. And if you have any businesses that you want to release, you can do that as well.
God bless you, sir. If people want to reach out and contact us at the Tabernacle of Meeting, you can reach out to us at 832-421-8155. Again, the number is 832-421-8155. You can also reach us by email at tabofmeeting@outlook, that's tab of meeting, T-A-B as in boy, of meeting at outlook.com. You can reach us there. If you want to reach out, you can find us also on Facebook. You can look up our page at the Tabernacle of Meeting. That is on Facebook as well. And then you can also reach out to me as well in my personal email, which is apostleasmith@outlook.com. Amen. So again, and my personal email is apostleasmith at outlook.com. So any of those methods, ladies and gentlemen, you can reach out to us. We'll be happy to hear from you. We will look forward to hear from you, to share, to do, to join, to pray, to do all of these different things that God may orchestrate going forward in this kingdom movement and this kingdom revival that's coming to the earth.
Amen, amen, amen. We're just excited. We're just excited about what God has said into this, into the atmosphere. I truly believe that the release that God released into this, into the earth. I'm not even gonna say into the earth. I'm not even gonna say into the airways. This thing went deep into the earth. We have literally gotten what we need to move forward, to make ministry work like ministry needs to work now. I'm speechless because what you shared with me, Doc, this morning has literally shifted my entire mindset when it comes to me looking at what we've been presenting to the people all this time. We've been presenting the bread, but we haven't been presenting the meat of the matter. We could prophesy houses and land. And I tell people this all the time. I'm not a prosperity preacher. If God release a prosperous release to you, I'm going to release it. But you're not going to always hear me tell you about that. Because I believe we short God when we gonna go when we just tickle the man's surface. We have to be mindful that okay, God, let me go deeper.
Yes, sir.
Let me go deeper. I don't want them to walk away and think that all they have to do is just. Sometimes we gotta tell them it's got some folk you need to release. Lord, show me deeper. How much deeper do I need to go? How much further into this thing I need to go? Because we'll lose people. Because they'll tell you, you prophesied to me a house, and I ain't got my house yet. But you didn't tell them that in order for the house to come, you had to get the man that was in your bed out your bed. Because Jesus told me, when Jesus told the woman at the well, he told her, He said, go tell your husband. She said, I don't have a husband. He said, yeah, and the last couple of ones you with wasn't your husband. We need to learn how to speak to that place. Man, we need to learn how to speak. Listen, it goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than that. It's, you know, we used to hear that saying, holiness or hell. We don't hear that. We don't even hear that too much more in the church. We don't hear get right church and let's go home. We can't go home because we ain't right. Y'all remember old life when Miguel Nunez was acting, you know, his part in that movie, and when it's time for him, he got his release, and he got ready to, he was released to go home, and he was sitting on the porch, and he was looking, he said, man, he said, what's wrong? He said, man, I got my release papers. He said, man, you ought to be excited. You ought to be ready to go. He said, man, I can't go home like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I said that to say this. In order for our walk to get right, we need to, in order for us to go home, we got to get our walk right. Our walk got to mimic what we need to see in the earth, what God needs to see in the earth. And when he sees that in the earth, then he can come back and get his church. The church is so dysfunctional right now, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Man, we can talk about that all day long. Me and Apostle gonna have to have lunch. We just got to sit down, Doc, and have lunch. We just got to see eat something real good, man, and just talk, brother. But thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for releasing this fantastic word that you have released into the earth realm.
that the people of God can hear and they can receive and be prepared for this next shift that God is getting ready to shift us into. So we thank you, man of God. Listen, folks, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Everybody.
Let the church
say,
Amen, 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 amen. Let the church say amen. Listen, those of you all that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, I want to invite you to partake of our time of giving here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Those of you all who would like to sow a seed, again, we are a ministry connected to a radio broadcast. I'm going to say that again. We are a ministry that has a connection with the radio broadcast. We are the Worldwide Gospel Connection, but we're also the pastors of the Abba House International, where we meet every Sunday at 5709 Eastland Street. That's 5709 Eastland Street, and that's in Houston, Texas. We do this radio broadcast. We've been doing the radio broadcast for a while. But listen, we also use our radio broadcast as a funnel to be able to help the people. So when we do that, we invite you to share in a seed of giving. And when you give your seed to us, know this and understand this, that when you sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we take that seed that you sow into us and we sow it into those that we minister to. We go to do the homeless. We feed the homeless. We do blanket drives during the wintertime. We do care packages where we get out a little toiletries together and we actually give those things out to the people. So listen, that's what your seed does. And now watch this. Let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny real quick. Watch what we do. This thing that we do it that when you sow into us, we sow that seed into someone else. Now, that seed that we sow into them, they take that seed and they sow that seed into someone else. This is how you receive a harvest. Watch this here. In a field that you did not plant and in a season you did not plant. Because when you plant your seed, when you give your seed to us, we take the harvest of that seed and we cultivate it and put it into other fields. And when we put it into other fields, this is how your seed time and harvest comes together. It's a working seed. It's not, come on here, I'm going to have to teach that. It's a working seed. It's not just a seed that you give and then you don't get no return on it. Now, listen in to this. Let me real close. Don't expect your seed to come back the same way you sent it out. Preacher, preach. Don't expect your seed to come back the same way you sent it out. When you send your seed out, come on here, you send your seed out as a seed, but it comes back as a tree. Come on. It's never going to be the same thing that you planted. Listen, you plant a seed, but you get an apple tree. You plant a seed, and you get an orange tree. You plant a seed, watch it, and you get a watermelon patch. Come on, let me help you real quick. It shifts because watch what you're doing. You're putting that seed into the ground and you're waiting for that seed to come up into a harvest because you planted it in good fertile ground. The importance of planting in good fertile ground, ladies and gentlemen, is this. There has to be a return. There has to be a return. But watch this. Watch real close. You cannot plant your seed anywhere. I'm going to say it again. You cannot plant your seed anywhere and expect it to grow. You got to be careful in the ground that you sow it in. So make sure that when you sow a seed, you grow it in good fertile ground. And I believe that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is a good, fertile ground to sow a seed in. Amen? So please make it your business today to sow a seed. We're not even going to give you a number to sow. We're going to just say sow this morning. Sow in the magnitude and in the power that God has given it to you to sow. And you could do so by going to either one of these three ways. It's simple. You have our Cash App, our Zelle, and you also have our PayPal. And Cash App is simply $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. And then you could go to your Zelle. That Zelle is 832-816-7997. Again, that's 832-816-7997. Then you can go to your PayPal. The PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwide, the name of the radio station name, Worldwide GC. Amen. So you can sow into any one of those ways to share a gift of giving.
And know that when you sow that seed goes not to us, but it goes to the people that need it. Amen. We're venturing out now. We're getting ready to do another feeding. So we want to get this thing together and get this thing working, that we go out and we feed the homeless. We're limited in what we can do, but we do what we can do. I'm going to say that again. We're limited to what we can do, but we can do it. Not because we don't have the finances to do it. Let me bless you. We're limited in because of the law, the way the law has it set up. The law has it set up to where we can't do a lot of what we were willing, what we can do. But because we're willing to do what we can do, God won't bless what we do because we're willing to do what we do. That don't ask me to say it again, because that was straight from the Holy Ghost. We're willing to do it because we have the hearts to do it. This is what God has placed in our hearts, to be able to share and to touch those lives that need to be touched. Amen. And to give unto them, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. When men give it to our bosom, we take that thing and we pour it back out. And so that's how you continue to see a blessing. That's how you continue to see a blessing. So those of you all that are willing to sow, again, those three ways are the Cash App, the Zelle, and the PayPal. Cash App, Worldwide GC. Zelle, 832-816-7997. And PayPal is paypal.me/worldwide GC. And we look forward to you sowing. And please continue to support. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. We'll be back on next Thursday. We're expanding our programming. We're expanding our programming as well. We're going to start instituting some more programming into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We tapered it because we had some restructuring to do. So now that things have been restructured, you guys are going to hear the Worldwide Gospel Connection on 5 days a week. But we're going to restructure. We had to restructure some things and get some things into place. So, and also remember that this broadcast is powered by Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs and Body Scrubs. Those of you all that are looking for a Calgon Take Me Away moment, that bath experience to where you could just melt your troubles away, make sure you get in contact with Lady Douglas, Pastor Kashima Douglas, our pastor of the Abba House. You could do so by getting in contact with her through her business page, which is Cora Gifted Gifts. You can go in and look for that, Cora Gifted Gifts. You can go there, and that's C-O-R-A apostrophe as Cora Gifted Gifts. So you go there and make sure that you like her page. And on that page, you will find all of those wonderful gifts that she presents out to you guys. That she has a body scrub. Now, brothers, let me explain something to you. She messed around there, and she let me go with her the other day, and she found one for the brothers. Listen, the scent is amazing. I asked her when she going to make some so I can get me a sample because I'm ready to get the sample. It smells so good. Listen, it ain't no sweet scent. It's a manly scent. It's got a nice little manly feel to it. I'm telling you, Doc, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. So you guys that are in need of a body scrub, you want to walk around after you done got out of a good shower and baby smell you coming in the room, and she look at you and start smiling. This is the stuff that you need right here. Some of this body scrub. But sisters, if you want them brothers to be sitting next to you on the couch and just throw that arm on the towel over your shoulder and just lean all on your own clothes and just smell all on you, this is the stuff that you need. I mean, amazing scents. Amazing scents. Remember, Cora Gifted Gifts, you can go there to the to that website. You can go to her Facebook page and connect with her there. And you can contact her with 832-816-7993. I'm sorry, 7997. 832-816-7997. You can contact her there. You could text her on that number, and you also can call on that number as well to get in contact with her. Remember, Cora Gifted Gifts, that is what powers the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We are blessed to be a blessing, and we thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for you guys for connecting with us and being a part of today's broadcast. And know that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. So trust in the Lord and know that he is our judge, our keeper, our guide. He is God above God. He is our king above kings. He is everything that we need. Amen? Amen. So please remember to continue to tune in and connect with us and be a part of what God is doing in this broadcast and on this broadcast. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
He paid, yeah, the debt that he did not owe. What came from his hands, feet, and his side was more precious than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. I'm born again, free from sin because of the blood. He paid the debt that he did not owe. What came from his hands, his feet and his side, was more precious than silver or gold.
Amen, amen, amen. We've reached the portion of the broadcast where we do our Overcomer Scripture and our Overcomer's Prayer. Our Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10 and 9. Simply says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Listen, people of God, the church calls this the sinner's prayer, our invitation to Christ. We call it the overcome. We here at the Worldwide Gospel Nation have adopted the word, the phrase or the name, overcome a scripture and overcome a prayer. Because we want you to realize that you can overcome the place, watch this here, that have come to challenge you. You are able, people of God, to stand above what the enemy has been presenting to you all this time. You can be made free from the very thing, watch this here, that holds you bound. Know that God is not only able, but well able to see you through whatever the trial or tribulation may be. God is able. He will do what he said he's going to do, and he'll do it, watch this here, quickly in your behalf, on your behalf. You just got to trust in him and know that he is able to do just what he said he's going to do. So I present to you Romans 10 and 9, and I ask that if you would, those of you that are under the sound of my voice, you know your condition, you know where you are. You know you know that the relationship that you should be in with God, you're not there. But guess what? God loves you enough to send you somebody that is willing to speak life to you, speak life over you, and speak life to your, watch this here, not to your current place, but to the dead place where the enemy told you you weren't going to be able to overcome and you weren't going to be able to succeed in. Let us pray for you today. Let us pray for you today. And what I want you to do, when we pray, I'm going to reintroduce that Romans 10 and 9. That's going to be your sign to just lift your hands up and to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Receive God as your strength, as your wisdom, and as your power to be able to overcome the very place and the very thing that you need him to overcome you, come in for you. Amen. So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we pray for these that are under the sound of our voice. God, we pray, God, that you would touch their minds, their body, and their hearts and their spirits. God, let them know that even in this, God, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask or think. Lord, they're on a pathway right now, God, that they don't understand why they're there. They don't understand that the choices that they made have challenge them in life. But Lord, we come believing that you're not only just able, but Father, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask or think. So we trust you in this place. And we know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And because of that, we're believing, Father, that you'll do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. Show up and show out. Lord, they come, God, by receiving the scripture, Romans 10 and 9, that simply says that they confess with their mouth and believe with their hearts that you died and that they will be raised again in you. And you are going to save them. You're going to save them, and they will be safe in your arms. So as they lift up their hands, those that are receiving you right now, Father, do what you do best. Wash them in your blood. Wash them in your blood. That the blood that you shed on Calvary's cross shall be assigned to the enemy. That they confess you as their Lord and Savior. And beside you, there is no other in their lives. So give them the ability, Father, to stand in not just who you are, but whose they are in you. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. The body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Let me share these three creeds with you. First, get you a really good Bible. Get you a really good Bible. Get you one with that red writing in there. That lets you know that Jesus was talking when you see that red writing. The next thing I want you to do is get you in a good church home. We are the pastors of the Abba House International. We're currently holding a service at 5709 Eastland Street. Again, that's 5709 Eastland Street in Houston, Texas. Our scheduled service times are at 3 p.m. We would love to have you come and be a part of what we're doing at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. At the Abba House International. Come and see what all the hype is about. Remember, there is room for you at the house. Amen? So come and join us. So when you get to that church home, make sure that that church that you get into, that church is preaching the word. And that preaching of the word, this is your third key, that person's life that you see on the outside look exactly the same as they're preaching that's on the inside. The outside life and the inside life inside the church house and the outside life will look exactly the same. Amen. Give that opportunity to God to show you that he is able to do what you need him to do. Amen. So we're trusting and believing that God will do what he does best, and that is be God and be big in your life. So we're trusting in him and knowing that he is God and he is God all by himself. Amen. So that is our invitation to you on this morning. That's our invitation to Christ, as you would say. So those of you all who do not have a church home, we would love to have you come and visit us and see God for yourself at the Abba House. See that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask us, think. Amen. So we invite you to come. And again, that's 5709 Eastland Street in Houston, Texas. And the zip is 77028. Those of you all that are going to put it into your GPS to come and visit. And our service times are Sunday at 3 p.m. So please make it your business coming by and visit with us. Amen. Amen. So remember that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose, and that there is purpose down in you. Don't let the enemy try to keep you from moving forward and what God has called you to move forward into. In Jesus' name, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. Allow him to draw you to him. Allow him to draw you to him. Amen. So you guys have a fantastic day, and thank you for partnering and listening in with us on this morning. And know that God has a plan for your life. Amen. Amen.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to you, see that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else can take your place. Now when I wanna feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find my way. Bring me back to you. Everybody say it tonight. Nah, nah, nah. Oh, oh, oh. Me call out.
Said I seen you working on my no. Said I've seen you heal the sick through others, and I want you to work in me. Lay it all down again. Mishkataba. To hear you say, I'm your friend. Because I see you were.